Good morning. Good morning. Beautiful day out there if it wasn't so cold, but I don't really mind the cold because, you know, I live indoors. 508-996-0500. That's how you can get on the air. It'll be a kind of open phones for the first part of the morning. In the 10 o'clock hour, I'm going to be joined by Cheryl Ball from down Cape Cod. Cheryl is involved in the illegal immigration battle as an American citizen. Cheryl lives in Yarmouth and put together a group of concerned citizens in part because she had illegal alien gun traffickers living in her neighborhood. Think about that. In a nice neighborhood in Yarmouth, down beautiful Cape Cod, you had illegal aliens running a gun trafficking operation, and American citizen Cheryl Ball created a group of normal citizens, people not normally involved in politics, to say enough is enough. So Cheryl's going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour, talk about how she did it, what she's doing, how the illegal alien advocates are always at work, almost like the communists, really, quite frankly. In fact, sometimes it's one and the same. So we'll talk with Cheryl Ball in the 10 o'clock hour. I think you're going to really enjoy that because she's like a lot of us. Really like a lot of us. And I think you can learn from her. You can be energized by her. And she'll be with us in the 10 o'clock hour. In the 11 o'clock hour, Tim Dunn returns to WBSM. He's now at the Boston Herald. He was at Fox News. He's got some really interesting stories. He's been working on a major corruption scandal, surprise, surprise, in state government. So Tim Dunn will be here in the studio at 11 o'clock. From his perch at the Boston Herald. I really like Tim Dunn. He's bringing us really great news. All right. Hey, by the way, if you're out and about today and you run in to Ward 3 City Councilor Sean Oliver, it would be right and proper to wish him a happy birthday. So happy birthday, Sean Oliver. Ward 3 City Council. Happy birthday, my friend. All right. 508-996-0500. It's kind of open phones if it's on your mind. What did you think of the last segment? I thought it was pretty interesting. Always is. I hope that Ryan Pereira will continue it here on WBSM. As Tim said, maybe that hour doesn't work for him. If he wants to do it on my program, I'm happy to do it. I think Tim does a really good job with the city council president, but that can be a challenging time of the day for anybody, really, to get up and come in to WBSM. So if it wants to be later in the morning, if it has to be later in the morning, I'll certainly take it over. And like if the mayor wants to come in earlier and work with Tim, that's certainly a possibility, too. I doubt it. Why would you? That's an ungodly hour. I'm up, but a lot of people aren't running that time of the day. I'm always surprised that Burgo makes it even 15 minutes late, as is normal. 508-996-0. So if you want to comment on the last segment, certainly I'm willing to do that. Take those calls. Good morning. Thanks for holding. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Chris, Gilly Safiolas.
Good morning. What's up?
I just want to correct Linda Morris. You mentioned my name on Tim's show.
Okay.
You know, what I'm about to tell you, you know that I got the facts. And I'm the one, and the property on the Goodyear site is owned by Attorney Williams and John Pereira, Ryan's uncle. Okay?
Okay.
Now, he was put in charge of finding a place for the new Bedford, the new school, right?
Who was?
Ryan Pereira.
Ryan was put in charge of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the beginning. Okay? And he picked his uncle's place with Jay Williams as his partner. I'm the one that went to Attorney Jakes. I'm mentioning names now. You know that I got good contacts. I went to Attorney Jakes and I told him about it. It's conflict of interest that he's picking that site. And Jakes is the one that switched Virgo to run it and he put Ryan in a back seat. Okay, so Linda Moore Records is in and uses my name. She has caused more trouble in that city council. You know, she's on record. She's on film doing the wrong thing. And she uses my name. Even when she ran for office for the mayor, the Lebanese people didn't even vote for her. But my main concern is the property that
well, I'm sure a couple Lebanese people voted for her.
Huh?
I'm sure a couple Lebanese people voted for her.
Yeah, I don't mean all of them. And I can name you people that work for the city that told me they didn't vote for her.
I'm sure.
Okay? Well, but let me finish up.
Sure,
I know I'm a little
upset
that they Virgo attacked Carlos and everything. Okay? But the bottom line is, I'm the one that told Jake that Ryan is picking a place that his uncle owns, which is his father's brother. All right? And then that's when they changed it. Dave Gerotowski might have been involved later, but Linda lied. She lied when she said that's why they kicked him off, because of a city council. Okay, so I don't want to hear anybody out there that Ryan Pereira was in charge of picking the site. After he found the site is when I heard about it, and I went to Jake, and I'm calling Jake's out. Okay? And then, you know, I wouldn't do that if I don't have proof. So I don't know what the city council is trying to sell to people. Ryan Pereira is the one that picked, and you're not supposed to do that. Am I right or wrong? Is that a conflict of interest?
I don't know. I don't have the conflict of interest in law in front of me. I don't think uncle is a close enough relationship, to be honest with you, but I could be incorrect.
No, I'm just telling the people. But Linda Boren's got a nerve to call up and use my name, and I've been trying to stay out of all this stuff. She's on record breaking the law. And that's the part that gets me. She wants to defer all the blame to somebody else. But he's right that I'm the one with Jake, the one that decided to switch Ryan Pereira and Virgo, because he took Ryan Pereira off and they put Virgo in charge.
All right, Gilly, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 508-996-0500. Still getting some reverberations from the last hour of the Tim Weisberg show. If you missed it, you could check it out on the podcast. He has, I guess that was the last appearance as city council president for Shane Burgo. I believe it is, right? Because, maybe not. Maybe he has one more. I'm not really sure. But certainly he's winding down his presidency. He didn't have the votes to be the city council president again. That's a bigger lift than just getting 6 votes. You have to get 8 to continue in the presidency. It's been done before, but Shane was not able to put that group of colleagues together, fellow city councilors that wanted to continue his leadership role. So keep that in mind. 508-996-05. We've got other people on hold. Kind of open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Oh, it's me. Good morning.
It's
Chris.
You. What's happening, Skeddy?
Oh, my stars. I always tell you, it's you. You are it. But you know what? I have to say, why doesn't Carlos come on? Because that is really something we are all now wondering about, this $1 million land house sale and there's so much there. So, like, are you going to have him come on, or is he going to call you later, you think?
He might call later. Carlos is always welcome to call the program. I think he does a great job. I'm curious about it as well. Hey, let me ask you a question. You directed the guy from Freetown with the kidney problems here to us. How's he doing? Do you know?
Yes, I saw them. I went to my stepbrother came down out of Brookline from the nursing home. We went to Wheeler's Cove, thanks, because of Leo put me in touch with Sean Oliver. And so I've been in touch with other people, and the right people, mind you. Mm-hmm. And so we went and we did a tour, and they came, but it's 55 and over, unfortunately. But Fallon Health was there, so they're going to help them. So they're just doing, you know what I mean, Chris?
Yes.
It's huge. But I thank you. I was trying to call you Friday to just thank you for putting your feelers out there. Really means a lot.
Yes.
When I heard you, that's incredible. I mean, he's so young, right?
Oh,
Andreas,
yeah.
Kidneys, it's just, you know. But you know what? They're great. And I am going to... always. I'm trying really hard right now to just keep... hopefully, I can do more for them. I just don't know how much I can do financially.
I get
but
it.
I know I've got some good smarts, and I feel like I can help them in so many other ways. I just really want them out. I think living with the in-law is hard, so I would like them to have their own place for no matter how much time, but just to have their own alone time.
Sure.
Them. As a family in their own roof.
Yes.
You know, so that's what I'm hoping I can make happen for them. But I don't know. I still need help, but I'm trying.
Well, we can only do so much. I would say that...
But I appreciate you so much, Chris, putting your feelers out there. I was like, oh my stars. And you out of all people, you know what it's like.
Right.
But nope, I'm not just like the conversation or anything, but I do want to go back to this. I love them, and I love you. I love all the Chris, the families. I mean, it's so heartbreaking, right? All we can do is just always try to concentrate our energy on good things.
Yes.
But I do want to bring up, so I want to go back to with the President Virgo. So there's more numbers of people filing for American status. Yes, it's because they're scared to death.
Right.
And if it's happening here in New Bedford, because there was a gentleman caller before Carlos that had stats, and he always has his stats. We love him. But people are filing for status because they're scared to death of Donald Trump. They're scared of the Doge. They're going to find
you. They broke the law.
They're going to find you. Now, it might be kind of slow. It was fast at first, but when you got to go dig in deeper, yes. And I feel bad for the people that have been there, part of the community, businesses and everything. And I am so not saying, like, that's awful. I'm like, please put your blinders on, ignore them. But I can't say one thing one way and then be another way. So I feel like a hypocrite, and my friends call me that. But that's okay, you know, because New Bedford is such a special place, you know.
Yes.
So and I'm sure it's that way everywhere throughout the country. Every town has that small, special city where immigrants will become strong community employers and whatnot. But, you know, it's just that the world got so messy so fast under Biden.
Yes.
That unfortunately good people that would never even be on the radar are on the radar now.
Yep.
So that's why you see applications for immigration status. Now, Virgo, Carlos, Chris, you gotta bring him on. That is just too wild. And third, I just want to say, you had a gentleman caller talking about, I wanted to call him to ask Virgo this. I didn't want to waste your time with this question, Chris. And I'm sorry, my voice is raspy. All the heat, dry heat. So I wanted to ask you, the gentleman calling you had on Friday, he's really enthusiastic. He got me enthusiastic that about the wastewater treatment plant. There's going to be a meeting Tuesday night. He said at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
I don't know what the parking status is. I don't want to go there and not be able to park somewhere. So I was wondering.
Maybe you can go early and put a cone in your parking spot, like those orange cones.
I mean,
I wouldn't recommend it. I'm just giving you possibilities.
No, but that's what I'm wondering. Like, should I go early? Listen, I haven't had to parallel park in 20 years since I lived here.
We'll get a reporter down there to report on the parallel parking by Sketty.
But honestly, like, what is the parking like for that meeting? Because I do.
It should be very good. It should be really good. Normal city parking. There's parking spot. There's parking lots there. Down there.
You know,
Tabor, Fort Tabor.
Oh, the waste treatment plant is there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? I didn't know that. See, I've never.
How would you have gotten there, Sketty? You would have been calling me and I would have been off the air.
Chris.
I'm driving around. Where's the park? Where is it? I'm over here.
I really want to go to
I'm by the Dartmouth Mall. Where's the treatment plant?
But seriously, he was so enthusiastic.
He was. I'm very enthusiastic. That was, I believe, Sean Mulvey, former at-large candidate, who did not bad for the effort he put in.
Well, I'm just excited to think that there's going to finally be a meeting. Like, this is the beginning of something, I hope.
Me too. Me too, Sketty.
Yeah.
All right.
And Carlos, you need to hook up with Chris because we want to hear the rest of this. It's too beefy.
The rest of the story. He's a busy guy, but I would love a call from him. Thanks, Sketty. Always appreciate your contribution to the program. All right, I got people on hold, but you know what time it is. I got to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. Stick around.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy, and you are the audience. 508-996-0500. I watched the third installment of The Last Dawn of Providence on WPRI. We've had Tim White, and we'll have him on tomorrow to talk about it. A lot of it's focused on Massachusetts, the mob war in New England. It's pretty interesting stuff. You can check it out on WPRI. Really good programming. Kind of open phones, as I said. We've got a pretty packed show today, as we usually do, as we enter in here on Monday morning. Glad to be back. Let's hear from the callers. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, hanging in there, trying to pay my gas bill.
Yes.
All, you know, the cold. Yeah, but Burgo don't care about that. He don't care about us Americans, you know, retirees and all that.
I wouldn't suspect he does.
He cares about his immigrant community. He said, I don't know where he gets that from, referring to me. He's making it up. Illegal aliens is a dirty word. He doesn't know that the census that was taken in 2022 says that there's 25,000 illegal aliens living in the city of New Bedford. Although he says that New Bedford doesn't harbor illegal aliens. And he says, I don't know where this man is getting this from. And I gave him Title 8, federal immigration law, Title 8, subsection 1324III. It's a federal crime to shelter, aid, and abet illegal aliens. And he didn't want to answer that question. He says, well, they're only people looking for help. And, you know, maybe Corinne Williams of the CDC, the same woman that it went $1.8 million to the old Capitol Theater, signed by Mayor Mitchell, by the way. He signed off ARPA funds so it could be apartments for illegal aliens, immigration lawyers, a cafeteria, and all that jazz. You know?
They're coming back for more money, by the way. By the way, they're coming back for more money to the city council. The Capitol Theater Project, the Fortress for Illegal Aliens. Go buy a Cushion Avenue. They're doing a lot of work on it. And by the way, you paid for it if you live in the city of New Bedford.
I try to get in with the mayor. That's another question I would like to ask the mayor is, you know, how many checks has he signed off of taxpayer money for this project? You know, Lenny Hughes, I think it was Tim that told me this morning on his show that he was in with Jim Phillips. Lenny Hughes and Corinne Williams, they both know how many illegal aliens are here because they go for federal programs, EBT cards, rental assistance, immigration lawyers. You know, I was told that, you know, how
child
do you know
illegal aliens
are here?
Child tax credits.
Child tax credits, you got it. You know, first month's rent, they got all their rent paid, and the last month's, I mean, the retainer? The fee, either way,
yes.
they get all the funds. So, you know, Corinne Williams is at the CDC in the North End on the Cushion Avenue. It used to be the old Portuguese Channel building, office building, and then you have the Lenny Hughes in the South End and the Portuguese Library, and they know how many illegal aliens are here. So I'm being told, well, sir, how do you know they're here? Well, you look at our public schools, right, Chris?
Right.
You look at the hospitals that overrun people, waiting hours, if not days, to be seen at the ER and be treated. So our hospitals are overloaded.
Right.
Our schools
overrun
with illegal aliens.
But, sir, hold on. You got to understand, Shane Burgo is a politician whose affinity is for the illegal aliens. He's not for you, right? I mean, in other words, he's not going to admit to certain facts that cut against his argument. I mean, they're obviously here. Why would we be funding these programs if they weren't here, right?
Right, and it adds on to the census, too, where you have more people.
That's all it's about.
Yeah. Funding,
that's all it's
like
about.
This man said that called in, right. But either way, it's still a violation of Title 8, subsection 13.4III. Nobody wants to follow the law. And you have people like Chris Markey up there on Beacon Hill, and he says, well, the federal laws are broken. We have laws on the books. Nobody wants to enforce the rule of law. That's the problem.
We got a U.S. attorney. What's she doing about it? She's appointed by Donald Trump. I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with you and people like you, like my caller, my guest at 10 o'clock, you're going to really enjoy this woman, Cheryl Ball from Yarmouth. You're going to find what she has to say very interesting. There's nothing wrong with you guys calling the White House, calling the U.S. Attorney's Office, and asking for them to investigate and do justice by you, the voters and taxpayers of the American people.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to be tuning into that. 10 o'clock. I appreciate everything you do, Chris.
Thank you, my friend.
You're doing a stellar job.
Thank you, my friend. I do appreciate it. 508-996-0. Great contribution to the program. And again, Capitol Theater coming back for more of your money. Are you going to give it to them? I bet you your city council will. Remember, last time around, only two city councilors voted against the Fortress for Illegal Aliens on Cushion Avenue, Capitol Theater Project. They may have altered the name now. Pretty sneaky, sis, right? Pretty sneaky. But you got some real budget hawks that are watching this thing. Two votes last time. Leo Choquette in Ward 1 voted against the Capitol Theater. And Sean Oliver voted against the Capitol Theater. Ian Abreu kept giving them money. Joe Lopes kept giving them money. Brian Gomes certainly kept giving them money. Shane Burgo's leading the band, really. Well, actually, Maria Fiesta asleep at the switch, partying on the taxpayers' dime. She was the leader of the band, and look what happened to her. Ward 2 voted her out. So go ahead, City Council. Give the Capitol Theater more money. Look what they did to your colleague. She's not your colleague anymore. They bounced her. Bounced her right out of there. 508-996. Open phones till my guest comes at 10 o'clock. And then the 11 o'clock hour, you're going to want to stick around for that. Tim Dunn returns to WBSM. He's at the Boston Herald now. Talk about a major story he's been reporting on. corruption at the convention center, Massachusetts Convention Center. More state house type corruption. A little less cocaine, I think, in this story. But Tim Dunn will be here at 11 o'clock. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Caller. I just wanted to say that I think you need to put on Colex Felix. I think the reason these counselors and everyone gets all worried about him and Gilly is because they're telling the truth and they got them shaking in their boots.
I think you may be right about that. I mean, look, I love when Carlos Felix calls WBSM. I think it's a fantastic contribution to the radio station.
I mean, I'd rather have him than Tim. He's entertaining. Tim is just—it's like watching paint dry.
Tim, this place wouldn't run. There would be no Chris McCarthy, no Barry Richard without Tim Weisberg.
Okay, so I guess we got to keep him.
Thank you.
Let's see if we can get a show for Carlos and with co-host Gilly.
Thank you, my friend. I have nothing to do with who's on the air here. That's a Tim and Michael Rock thing and Mark Stokowski. But certainly I think that makes would be interesting radio. Certainly be interesting radio. You know, for over 50 years, Bass Ready Rooter has been a trusted name in drain cleaning and septic maintenance all across New Bedford, Fall River, Dartmouth. Many of you have used them. How do I know that? Well, check out their reviews. Bass Ready Rooter delivers solutions the right way with honesty and respect. That's why neighbors and plumbers alike recommend us. We've got all your solutions for septic and drain problems. We may not be your first call, but we'll always be your last call. Write this down, bassready.com. Put it right by the phone. We still do that? Put it in your phone, bassready.com. All right, if you're on hold, stay there. I got to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Come. Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back to the program. I guess we could all use some temperature turn up, right? It's a little cold out there. Make sure you're dressing warm, but it is beautiful out. 508-996. There are full phone lines. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's happening?
This is Mr. Freetown.
How you doing, Mr. Freetown?
I'm doing very well. Chris, you know, last week you had a friend of yours that he had a stroke, and I didn't get a chance, but I could tell you everything that he had to do because I know I went through it myself. Did he, I think you told him to see a lawyer to help him out with a...
Yeah, because he's...
No, your friend, I think his name was Chris.
His name was Chris, yeah, he's from Freetown, actually.
Yeah, okay, now, is it all right if I tell you... What the process is?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the first thing you got to do is you go to the doctor, and he writes out, a diagnosis of what you have. Okay, after you get that, you go down to the Social Security Administration, but you got to have your birth certificate, your Social Security card, and one other thing. I forget what it was. Three things I needed. So then they make a report of it. But I'll tell you right now, when I was down there, the person I talked to was going to retire. I went there on a Monday. He was retiring on a Friday. So what happened with him, he put down, instead of the sickness that my wife had,
okay.
he wrote down that she was a dope addict.
Oh, God.
So I stood up and I hollered at him. I said, what the hell are you, crazy putting that there? So, you know, the security officer there, big tall guy, come up to me. He says, what's going on here? I said, well, this guy puts down, he wanted me to sign the paperwork that my wife was a dope addict. My wife's not a dope addict.
Right.
So I said, give me that paper, rewrite that all over again. So he did it over again. Ooh, he says, I'm sorry. I said, yeah, you bet your life you're sorry. There's a lot of red tape, Chris.
That's a lot of confusion, though, right?
A lot of confusion for me. I was very upset that day because the guy, he started off very bad. So what
happened? But he was retiring the end of the week, right?
Yeah, he was retiring
so
the end
of
the week.
So he's out of there.
Yeah, and I was glad. I don't know how the hell you ever worked here with doing what you did. So anyhow, that turned me right off. So anyhow, what you have to do is you have to sign the paperwork that, you know, what you're saying is honest and true. And, of course, you got the doctor's diagnosis. Well,
right.
You know, what more do they want? So the next thing is, you know, I was very lucky, Chris, because where my wife worked, you know, you contributed, but my wife had ANS. You know, that's accident and sickness.
Okay.
So my wife was able to get 60% of her pay. In other words, Chris, if you made $500 a week, you multiply that by six, she would get $300 a week.
Yes.
But that was only good for 6 months. After that, you're on your own.
Right.
There's no, nothing else happens after that. So, so the other thing with that is this. You know, I had to retire to take care of her, which I did for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, you know, when you're not 65 years old, you have to carry your own Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And you know, Chris, at the time, that was $180 a month.
Yes.
So I used to go to the bank every week and take out $180 and get a check made out for Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And that goes on for the next 6 months or whatever. And it was quite a thing there. And, of course, you know, my wife got so bad she ended up in a nursing home.
Yes.
And everything went bad after that.
No, but I appreciate you telling us that story.
And as far as, you know, Chris, as far as the lawyer.
Yes.
I was told to see the lawyer because, number one, you've got to have a will made in case, you know, she passed away or I did. And you have to have a will made because I had my children. I would be leaving them the house.
Yes.
And then the other thing is you've got to have power of attorney. And those things are going to be taken care of from a lawyer. So
yes.
I found a lawyer that lived in Freetown. And I went to Fall River and see him with my wife. And, of course, my wife wasn't even able to sign the paperwork. I had to sign it, you know, with the lawyer for her. And you know, it was a tough thing to go through. Oh, and here's the other part.
Okay.
You know, here's the very important part.
All right.
You know, nothing for a whole year.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I guess a check from the Social Security Administration for $15,000.
Yep, the back pay, right?
Yeah, that was the back pay. You're right. That was 11 months of what she was entitled to. So I said, oh, my God, what is this? I called them up. They said, no, that's you're entitled to that.
Yes.
So in other words, Chris, you have to struggle for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, after everything goes through, I got the $15,000 and I was able to catch up on my mortgage and some of the other things.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you've got a wife or a loved one that's working, and they're making a good salary, and then first you know you lose the salary. That kind of throws everything behind.
No, I understand. You know, hey, thank you for sharing that with us, Mr. Freetown. I do appreciate it. Hopefully, the callers can benefit from this. Look, I went through that whole thing when I got the China flu, poisoned by the communist Chinese, and survived it, and then lost the kidneys, all that stuff. I've been through exactly the process he just described, and it can be harrowing. I mean, thank God I've got really, really great friends. 508-996-0. Obviously, it's open phones. Take a break, and then we'll be right back. Remember, at 10 o'clock, we joined by Cheryl Ball from Yarmouth, talking about her neighbors, her new American neighbors, right? The illegal aliens who were smuggling guns, trafficking in firearms on Cape Cod, and what that led her to do, and dealing with the illegal alien lobbyists who are very active, certainly here in Massachusetts. They're a plague, quite frankly. Take a break, and then we'll be right back. On a beautiful Monday morning, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I like Mr. Freetown.
He's
good
the
man.
Best. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, from Tim's show to your show today, you know, it's funny. You know, Carlos Felix is, you know, a journalist reporter that he's a citizen reporter.
Yes.
And Gilly is sometimes the silly things get with Gilly. He's also trying to make sure people understand the alternative opinion or facts. But, you know, when Linda Morehead calls in on Tim's show on the hotline to, you know, exert her power over the conversation, which she's not in the conversation, I always kind of think, like, the reason why Carlos Felix and Gilly are around because you people are arrogant. And you people don't listen to the people. You're arrogant. So you just step in front of everything and say, "Well, this is the way it is. We're in charge. You people just shut up." And you even had Shane Burgo talking about, you know, people that are going to be elevated to the role of city council president, and some people he didn't name them. Some people he thinks shouldn't be because they would just see the role as window dressing some sort of like a crown of power or whatever you want to call it.
There were three fingers pointing back at him when he was pointing that finger at somebody, right?
Yeah, I was laughing. I'm like, does he even hear himself? He's such a dope. I'll leave you with this, is that these NGOs that are in these cities, I hope that Trump and it sounds like they're going to take relook at what NGOs are and what they do, because these people want to dismantle your power of your vote, because they want to overwhelm they want candidates of their own, they want to fund candidates of their own.
They're doing
And the country is being lost one town at a time. It's not being lost at the president level.
One precinct at a time. You're 100% correct.
Yeah, and it's going to happen because they can. They know it could happen.
It's not obvious to me that it will happen.
No, I. You know what? You're right. Well, we I won't get into it, but there's. I sent you a video that sort of explained what was going on the Muslim side, but. There's a lot of diabolicalness right now about taking over America. It's worse than it's ever been. Anyway.
Thank you for the call, my friend. Guys, going back, look, if you've ever read the Federalist Papers, and they're really very easy to read, okay, the Federalist Papers. They were a series of newspaper editorials, arguments to the common man of the colonial era. The Federalist Papers, they're contained in books now. Many of us read a couple. I read all of them. I just really was curious about it, right? So I read them. And didn't take a long time, really. I paced myself and you just do them and figure out what's happening. But nowadays, and there's tutorials online and stuff. But all through the Federalist Papers, they're worried about a conspiracy to take over America by European powers. That's all through the Federalist Papers. It's why our system is designed the way it is, with a division of powers, separation of powers, all of that stuff. All of that stuff. All right, I know I got a bunch of people on hold, but the hour is up. So stick around. We're